Thank you for joining me. My name is Jennifer, and today we're going to be talking about how to define your personal prosperity. So how do you define your personal prosperity? This is the question that haunted me for a long time. After careful study and reflection, I learned to see myself for who I was and who I wanted to be. And I was able to start to see my accomplishments for the first time. When you're looking to define your own personal prosperity, what you have to ask yourself is, what does that mean to you? What is it about you that you want to see changed? How do you think your life can be better? If your answer is simply more money, you have not yet defined your personal prosperity because money cannot change you. From experience, I can tell you that even though you have more money, if you have not defined your personal prosperity, it will mean nothing to you. When I first started earning over six figures, one would have thought that I had it all figured out, but didn't. And I was still angry all the time. I was still stressed, and I was still a slave. You might ask, how's that possible? Well, the reality is that money started coming in, but nothing about me had changed. I was not prepared mentally, so it was like using money to become debt-free and live the life that I always dreamed about. I created more debt. So much more that my earnings were now a mere fraction of what they would have been on paper after paying all the debts. For a time, I stopped earning. Could you imagine how so much debt and no income coming in? From the highest highs to the lowest lows, because I didn't understand the importance of personal prosperity. When I was introduced to the mentoring group that teaches you how to make positive changes in your life in order to better prepare you for your journey of self-discovery, I knew that I had to start making changes. The first thing that I'd do was to write down my goals. And by writing down my goals, I was establishing a blueprint to help me to see where I'd made my progress. And this is the same thing that you're going to do for yourself today. Write out your goals and let them not just be about money, but go deeper than money. Remember that the money is going to come to you, but being prepared to receive it when it comes, that's an entirely different matter. What kind of person do you want to be? When you've learned to clearly identify your goals for your future, this is when you can start to define your own personal prosperity, because you will be able to clearly see the changes as they happen. That's all I've got for you today. Thanks for listening.